From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said Monday the United States has declared war on his country.
However, last weekend, Trump claimed that our leadership would be around much longer, and hence, at last, he declared a war on our country. Given the fact that this comes from someone who is currently holding the seat of United States presidency, this is clearly a declaration of war.
Minister Ri said North Korea would take counteractions if threatened, including shooting down an American warplane in the region. The U.S. Supreme Court has canceled arguments on President Trump's travel ban in light of a new order that was signed on Sunday. The announcement comes a day after Trump signed the revised travel ban order, implementing new restrictions for travelers to the United States from 8 countries. Republican senators on Monday introduced a bill that, if passed, would create a pathway to citizenship for potentially more than 2 million undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children. The act is about children, said one of the senators. It is completely merit-based. If you work hard, if you follow the law and you pay your taxes, you can stay here permanently. The law would require recipients to remain in a so-called conditional permanent residency for 5 years while either consistently working, studying, or serving in the military. They could then reapply for a second 5-year conditional term. This is VOA News. Violent crime, including aggravated assault and murder, rose for a second consecutive year in the United States. The Department of Justice said in a statement the change represented the largest single-year increases in the violent crime rate since 1991. A United Nations report finds a sharp deterioration in the human rights situation in Crimea since Russia annexed the Ukrainian peninsula in March 2012, triggering the biggest crisis between Russia and the West since the end of the Cold War. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where the UN Human Rights Office has published the most comprehensive report to date on Russian-occupied Crimea.
The UN Human Rights Office report documents grave human rights violations in Crimea between February 2014 and September 2017. It finds Russia, as the occupying power, is in breach of multiple international humanitarian and human rights laws. The report says most of these violations, including arbitrary arrests and detention, enforced disappearances, torture and ill treatment, involve members of the security forces and Crimean self-defense and have not been effectively investigated. It says there is no accountability for these crimes, so violations continue with impunity. The head of the Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, Fiona Fraser, says dissent and criticism are not tolerated by Russian Federation authorities in Crimea.
Criminal and administrative law that concerns offenses of separatism, terrorism, and extremism are often used to stifle any such dissent.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Almost 50,000 people have evacuated the area around Bali's Mount Agung volcano, as disaster officials said an eruption could be imminent. A spokesman for the Disaster Mitigation Agency said Monday the people have taken shelter in all corners of the island, and some have crossed to the neighboring island of Lombok. Search and rescue teams in Mexico continue to look through the rubble for survivors after a third powerful earthquake rocked the country over the weekend. And Iraqi Kurds are voting in an independence referendum that's widely expected to be approved, while facing objection from the central government in Baghdad, as well as neighboring countries and the United States. Iran announced that it has stopped all flights to the Kurdish region. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.